Well, winter wheat planting time is still a month away. South Dakota farmers are advised to take steps now to reduce the potential for wheat streak mosaic virus infections in their wheat fields. Wheat streak mosaic virus can lead to striping of leaves, stunting of plants, and yield loss. Both 2025 and 26 saw wheat streak as a problem in not only South Dakota, but other plain states as well. State plant pathology specialist Madeline Shires with SDSU Extension reports the virus is carried by the wheat curl mite.
They are microscopic, and they are what actually serve as the vector of the virus that move it from plant to plant.
The wind carries wheat curl mites from field to field, and when no wheat is growing, the pest finds habitat in grasses. Shire states managing this environment, which is called the Green Bridge, is key to reducing wheat curl mite spread.
So what we typically would recommend is making sure that all volunteer wheat is as far away from the field as possible before winter wheat planting, and also trying to reduce other grassy areas such as ditches or fallow fields, spray those or mow them really short so that the mites have a lot less food sources.
Shires encourages neighboring farmers to work together in reducing this green bridge at least 2 or more weeks before wheat planting begins.
That might be a good approach for us here in South Dakota to try to really push out that wheat streak and try to protect our wheat seedlings when they emerge.
Genetic resistance offers another layer of wheat streak management, and many winter wheat varieties carry this trait. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.